You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers announced a new executive order yesterday aimed at slowing the spread of COVID-19 in the state. It's set to go into effect at 8 a.m. tomorrow and intended to be in place until November 6th. Sean Johnson is the Capitol Bureau Chief here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Sean, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Rob.
All right. What is in this new executive order, Sean?
So this new executive order is really specific to crowd sizes at indoor locations. And when I say really specific, I mean, there's a lot of indoor locations that are exempt. You know, so for example, it doesn't cover grocery stores or it doesn't cover construction businesses or manufacturing plants or warehouses. It's more geared at places where the public could gather, like a restaurant or a bar. In fact, those are kind of the main places that are covered by this order. And so what it says is that a private venue would be limited to 25% of its usual capacity. So if you're a restaurant with a capacity of 200 people indoors, you'd be limited to a capacity of 50 under the governor's order.
Did the governor talk about why he was specifying these particular kinds of businesses?
His administration talked about how they are, you know, places where COVID-19 has spread. And I mean, as you've seen scientists talk about the COVID-19 pandemic, they have talked about these indoor closed locations where people are in close proximity. You don't have the circulation that you do outdoors, that those are kind of the danger spots. And so that is why the Evers administration focused its order on those spots in this order.
Now, it's been a long 6-7 months already since we've been dealing with the coronavirus and COVID-19. I want to listen to Governor Evers talking about that concern about, I think, COVID fatigue. Here's a listen.
Trust me, folks, I know we are all tired. We are all frustrated, and we just want to get back to our Wisconsin way of life. You and me both. But at the end of the day, whether we like it or not, we have to change the course of this virus, and that's going to take a united effort.
And talk, Sean, about the course of this virus and what we're seeing in Wisconsin over this last few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's the numbers are just horrible now compared to what they were, you know, this spring when we had much more, aggressive measures in place to keep people distant, when a number of businesses were closed at the time. You know, if you look at our hospitalization statistics in Wisconsin, there, you know, there's this graph that's on the Wisconsin Hospital Association, and it just keeps climbing basically to the sky. You know, it's every day there's a new record. The number of patients who are in the hospital for COVID-19 and in the ICU for COVID-19 just keep going up. You know, the state's now working to set up a field hospital in the Milwaukee area to deal with potential overflow. And you've got hospital systems saying that they are pretty much stressed to the max right now. I mean, the governor used the word teetering to describe the healthcare system. So, you know, the numbers we're seeing right now are a lot worse than they were back in, you know, March and April, when people were generally more freaked out about the pandemic.
Talking to WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson with the latest on new emergency orders from Governor Evers. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican, had a response he issued today. What did he have to say?
So Voss said that a couple of things. One, he asked for a meeting with the governor. Two, he said that if the order that was issued yesterday were challenged in court, that a Wisconsin judge would find the order invalid. He also asked Evers Department of Health Services Secretary Andrea Palm to submit an emergency rule to the legislature's Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules, which is, you know, the process that the Wisconsin Supreme Court said that, you know, future orders should go through if they're like Safer at Home. But in this case, what the Evers administration is saying is that they have kind of threaded the needle, you know, in terms of issuing this order in a way that they think is legal. Because what the Supreme Court did this May, when it struck down Safer at Home, it preserved the power of governors, the governor's administration to restrict gatherings. You know, there was a very specific piece of that order that the court just said it was leaving intact. And so that is what the Evers administration says it's relying on here. And so they think it's legal. And, you know, even if there's dispute over that, the court has changed since the last time this was before the court, you know. So there's a chance that the Evers administration would like its, you know, like its chances better if it were to be appealed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court again.
I don't think it's an understatement, Sean, to say that the governor's office and his administration and Republican leadership in the legislature have not worked together very closely since the passage of a big bill in April to do some of the basics here. Can you describe the state of cooperation or not between those two groups?
Yeah, I guess just imagine the least cooperative groups you can imagine. And that's kind of what we have in Wisconsin, you know. I mean, the governor has issued these recent orders on his own. You know, we're talking about this one for gatherings here, which he issued through his Department of Health Services using one law. He issued his mask mandate, which Republicans are challenging, using another law that gives governors the power to issue, you know, public health emergencies. Republicans are challenging that. But in both cases, he said he issued them because he couldn't get any cooperation from the legislature. And, you know, the legislature is challenging him in court and kind of calling him out on this latest one. So there is no cooperation, is I guess what you would say about state government in Wisconsin in this trying time.
So what are you watching for next, Sean, when it comes to state efforts to slow the spread of COVID?
Well, I mean, as this gets worse, I guess it's an open question. You know, the governor trying to restrict gatherings here was a step that he wasn't willing to take a week ago. And if things get better, maybe there will be fewer restrictive measures. If they get worse, who knows? And if a court steps in and says that a governor can't do some of these things, that will influence things too. You know, if he has to go through the legislature to issue future rules, there are going to be lawmakers there who feel like the state needs to be less restrictive when it comes to dealing with this pandemic and not more restrictive.
I know briefly as we wrap up, Sean, I know a judge in one of the cases questioned why Republicans or why the legislature didn't come into session and override the governor's emergency orders if they didn't like them. Is there talk of doing that among lawmakers?
There is talk about doing that among rank and file Republican lawmakers who very much want to come in and take that vote. And because the law that the governor used to issue that mask mandate, there is a provision in there that says legislature can just take a simple majority vote and strike it down. Legislative leaders have not done that. And so the judge was asking, why should I do it if the legislature won't do it? You've got some rank and file Republicans asking the same things, but GOP leaders do not want to take that vote.
Sean, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That was WPR Capitol Bureau Chief Sean Johnson with the latest on new emergency orders from Governor Evers.